Jim Joyce!
We did it.
Dude,
We did it.
217 days. It's been
Yeah.
217 days since we had, I think, Dave Kerrigan on in their last season
Oh, it was
14.
Dave.
Dave
Yeah,
Kerr, I
okay.
looked that up. It's been
Okay.
ages, 6 months, 6 months, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been just really, I think just rewinding back before we go into kind of our reappearance, right? Just rewinding back why you and I started this, it's for ourselves and our mental health. And that
Right,
started in the
100%.
pandemic, right? And so the question is, before we dive in, for the listeners to kind of hear and keep them on the edge a bit, right? Do we want to share, because while we're meticulously unproduced, right? I don't, part of it is like I feel like every podcast has some kind of a jingle of some sort. So
I think it's time for a jingle. So in for people that are tuning in right now, we've got Eugene Borgovich, Jim Joyce, the hosts of Shot of Digital Health. And now we have, did you produce a jingle?
So I I'll word it as we're going to talk more about AI, but let me bring this up the screen. Actually, in our Slack, in our Your Coach Team channel, somebody posted a song, and I'm like, what is this? This doesn't sound like anything. And you can type in what you want the song to be, and then tell it some words or whatever. So on the right side, for the at least for the viewers, not the listeners, obviously, but it says a 15-second hip hop jingle, rapping words, born during the pandemic, therapeutic by design. Oh, and comedy is still
Hit
included in a meticulously produced way.
it.
So let's try, I don't know, let's go this one, I think.
See if this is gonna. I'm not hearing anything on my end.
Are you not hearing? So I'm
No,
just
no, no, no.
dancing?
Yeah, which is
You are
fine,
hearing
which
it?
is fine. No, I'm not hearing it.
Damn it. All right. Well, we're gonna have to post this because I just did a weird dance for everybody else. It's the Suno.ai. You kind of just, generate music in different styles and whatever else. Oh, this is kind
Awesome.
of weak, but I'll post
Okay.
this particular tune and then go from there.
Awesome.
If anybody has suggestions. Well, anyway, now that we're 5 minutes into talking about nothing completely, we are back. Where
We
you been,
lost our
Jim?
one viewer.
Where you
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, I know we've stayed in touch, but I think as a lot of people know, I've moved on from HealthBeacon, and excited about what's in store for me is kind of the next chapter. Just I'm working. I've set up a new company, a little bit in stealth mode, advising a few companies. Some of them are actually paying me to advise them. Some of them
That's
are just trying to take the advice for free. And I think one of the most important things that I'm going to be working on is my head is just doing some research for this podcast, not a ton, but looking out about just how this whole digital health landscape has just changed. Like I think for years we started off when it was a really small, tight-knit community. You and I started this podcast at the pandemic to kind of for our own sake to kind of explore what was going on and keep tabs. And now the space is just, digital is in every porous of healthcare, but I think it's still important to keep on.
Yep. Well, first I'll comment on the HealthBeacon, and I'm always a big believer that everybody has a story, a chapter, a book, right? But there's also the right time when you're ready to kind of publish that book. And we might bring this back and, at some point, whatever the book version is, electronic or podcast or
I definitely have a book. I definitely have a book. I definitely have a book. I think, but listen, I mean, you're a company builder. I'm a company builder. That's what we do. And yeah, the book will be great.
I think part of it is just, kind of call it hustle, grit, it's just keep going and going and going, right?
Yeah.
And maybe just a little bit on grit, and we'll try to remember to post. I mean, the good thing is we have a note taker now joining us, AI note taker. But the where I was going, oh, grit. So I stumbled on a Grit podcast. I think it's a Kleiner Perkins. Jubin hosts it. And I stumbled on the one with Glenn Tolman, so highly, highly recommend it. And then I got kind of addicted to that podcast itself. It's called Grit, and we'll try to remember to post it in the show notes for the listeners and viewers.
It's all
and I
grit.
got a little jealous of Glenn's interview with Jubin, so I, you know, I haven't texted him yet. I will. We want him on.
Yeah,
I don't think
awesome.
we've had him on the show, right?
Yeah, no,
I
we
don't
had
think
some
we
of his
did.
partners on, but not him. Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. But you know, since you sound like you did a little prep work, unlike me, even though you broke the rule, we're supposed to be meticulously unproduced. But let's rewind back, not too much, because I think, you know, old news is old news, but your thoughts and topics of, you know, what's happened in digital health in the last.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when we put this out, when I think about big trends, right? You know, so we have a total maturation of an industry sector. And, you know, and then this is kind of, I find it kind of annoying debates about, you know, whether we should even use this term digital health to describe the sector. I think it's still useful. It's fundamentally trying to put pores of innovation into the system. So I think
Also, our own podcast name doesn't have the same juice to it if we take the word
no
digital
deal.
out, which I know we
Right.
discussed.
Right.
So we're going to be
Yeah.
selfish about it.
So I'd say, you know, so we have a complete maturation and then, you know, two huge trends that are affecting everything in technology right now. Obviously, we've gone 8 minutes in and not talked about AI. That's amazing, right? It's not talked about artificial
I mentioned the
intelligence.
note taker earlier, but yes, you're right.
Yeah. Or yeah, almost. We haven't mentioned it 10 times anyway.
Yeah.
So we're in a absolute, and you know, and these tools have been used for a long time in the research departments, and we're going to start to see them used in all aspects of the pharmaceutical sector, industry, regulation. Talk about an area moving data around. So that's going to be, that's one of the areas that I want us to kind of start to explore and get some really interesting AI guests onto the podcast. So we got to try to get our hands on what's moving. It's, you know, everyone's, it's like electricity. It's moving into everything, right? It's starting to move into every part of the sector.
Well, listen, I honestly, like, I'm looking forward to downloading the transcript for this, you know, uploading it to ChatGPT and having it help me, you know, put together the stuff, which before, you know, this little big notebook that I used to take still on the side just as a habit, but I
Yeah.
don't think I'm gonna need it after this, right?
Yeah.
Having said that, you know,
How
I'm
are you?
gonna what?
How are you? How are you with your coach? How are you thinking about it right now?
So look, you know, we've always thought about you know, the way we put it down is, you know, human eye for the foreseeable future is better than AI. And what I mean by that is not in, you know, summarizations and note taking and all of this stuff. Talking about accountability, right? We're talking about human talking to human. And actually, you know, one great example I use with that, you know, we, you know, for quality management and all of these things, you know, we saw, you know, a gentleman jump on with the coach and just get really, really startled, right? Because part of this is, you know, and the reason startled is, wow, I'm actually talking to a real human, right?
Right,
And
right, right.
and so I think people, it's refreshing for people to understand that there's actually another human and not just a chatbot on the other side, which
100%.
You know, we talk about this, a lot of this is generational, right? Like, I want to talk to a human. My girls who are in, you know, in their early 20s want to talk to a human, but a person that's born today and is not even an AI generator.
Tell
They
text.
download character.ai and that's their buddy now. You know,
Yeah,
it's scary.
yeah, yeah,
But
yeah. Yeah,
I
no,
just want to challenge
so
some
I
of the
think,
guests that they come on.
yeah, so I think we need to start to unpack that. But you almost say AI, that's even broader in some ways than digital, right? Like, it's like, it's, you know, like, it sounds like you're going to try to use it behind the scenes to kind of support your coaches. You know,
We
we could,
are
I
already,
could.
right?
I can imagine for
we're
device
inventing.
companies like what I've been involved in, we could use it to onboard clients. We could use it to you know, summarize scenarios as an efficiency tool. And then when the biggest things, and that's an area that I'm going to be working, you know, I'm going to be working in extensively in AI, obviously still in devices, but also is how software is developed. So I think that's one of the most underlying, if you think about the challenge in digital healthcare, you know, my biggest perspective is that it takes millions and millions of euros to build up a competent healthcare organization. There's certain standards you have to meet when you're involved in healthcare regulation.
Yep.
And but I think we're going to see, even within digital, the crashing of the costs around how AI is used just to develop more efficient code, and maybe produce products, faster, more efficiently, in a way. So I think that's going to be a big trend. We're going to see how who can take advantage of
Well,
that.
and also let's tie this, and I just saw this the other day. I don't follow it as close, but I'm going to also share this on the screen because I'm not going to go through it all. But NVCA, right, the Venture Capital Association, actually updated some of the
I
docs.
saw,
Yeah, I'm going to share again for our viewers here. Man, the All In podcast guys have it set. I mean, they got an assistant pulling this stuff up, right? Kudos to Jason and team. But yeah, so just kind of going through, right? I mean, I haven't even thought about it, but it has implications on intellectual property, right? It has implications on compliance. It has implications on ethical use of the data. Yeah, so back to this IP, right? And so it's super interesting how even the NVCA, now the core docs have that as an update and something to just consider as an entrepreneur.
So that's I think those are big trends that I think we want to tackle in and bring some guests in. So it's like, our the cost of getting digital health. So maybe that's going to increase the success ratio, in digital healthcare companies if you can drive down the underlying costs that you need to build really good software, really good applications. I think that's going to be across the tech sector. I think the other go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, can I just, yeah, just on that, I think, to me, there's a couple of things there, right? I mean, the tech itself stands alone, and then there's people that have been entrenched in the healthcare system for decades and decades and decades that, ultimately have not changed that significantly. And so I think if you kind of tie the two together, that's where, in theory, magic starts happening. But we haven't really changed, right? And so the question becomes, if you can bring the cost down, and I'm just gonna, because we always agree, and I want to kind of disagree with you a little bit,
Sure,
that just because you bring the cost down of creating a product, creating a company, it's the banging your head against the wall constantly, right? Because there's no incentives in the system to change and the adoption of it, right? And so, and we've been talking about consumerism in healthcare, but we haven't gotten there yet either. So, just curious. I'm a believer, by the way. I do think
No,
that.
I think that's right. You would, if you would reflect on it, you would almost have to think that all of this healthcare code, like, the underlying software, mobile apps, device code, in some ways needs to be redesigned and rewritten in the future, right? So you have, and you're going to have legacy systems that are going to resist that change. They're going to use regulatory status. You're going to have vendors that supply software programming. They're not going to vote, turkey's voting for Christmas. So I think we're going to have, it's going to be a real tension point. And I think you're right. Like it's going to go into healthcare a little bit slower, I would think, like what you're saying. And there's going to be resistance to taking advantage. But I think the big trends, though, it's a tsunami, is like, AI is going to be like electricity. It's going to seep into your organizations, the ability
Yep.
to drive down costs and support. And then this is, my third trend, probably the two other points was, third trend is what you talked about, which is now where, we've got the biggest challenge. A lot of these really successful digital healthcare applications are like in your field, with your coach putting a person on the code, so people feeling isolated, people feeling that, leads to chronic diseases, and the fact that we're now using technology, which even further isolates people. So we have the capacity to further isolate them, yet we need to bring them together. So it's just going to be this
Dichotomy.
tension. Yeah,
I
how do
used a
we,
big
you know,
word
how
on a Wednesday. Woo-hoo.
nice. So I think that's a trend. I think I would then move into, like, I just think you got to mention GLP-1s, right? In
We
terms of in the
do.
healthcare sector, it just, that's one of those things where that's a medication that we haven't had in a long time, where a sophisticated, highly efficacious medication kind of moves across the whole swath of the population. And that's really interesting, right? Like the knock-on effects, it's made Novo Nordisk the most valuable pharma
Oh
company in the
yeah.
world,
And guess what? I hate to loop in health coaching into this, but lifestyle modification, behavior changes, and ultimately, again, the way we look at health coaching here is kind of the supplemental mental health support because ultimately everything comes down to consistencies. And well, why are you not consistent? There's, you know, triggers, there's things. And so almost doesn't matter what, like the way, you know, I think healthcare system looks at, you know, functions of your body, right? You know, the brain, the heart, the metabolic system as a whole, maybe, but yes, there's a kidney. And to us, kind of mental health is, yes, the brain, but really comes across horizontally across all the diseases, right? So it's going to be interesting how that develops with the GLP-1s, especially as other indications come in, right? I forget which one of them, or cardiovascular as well now. So
And the support, like services like yours, like the support that's going to be needed to follow, because like one of the fundamental issues, you can start on these medications, but you might not be successful if you don't stay with it, you don't develop a routine, you know, you don't get the right support around it. So I think that is, you know, so I'd love to bring guests on to help us, like, again, the same tension point, which is like a phenomenal medication, but it's just not all about the medication. How do you wrap that with, you know, digital solutions? I think
And again, where the employers are, right? I mean, remember, I think something like 30-35% is government spend on healthcare, and about 20 or so in the U.S. economy. I'm not talking globally, and 20% or so are employer spend.
Right.
And so, you know, if that balloons, that 20% balloons to 27, and I'm making up the numbers, but because it's helping people, the obesity epidemic, all of that. So yeah, we're gonna probably see more of the speakers, both from the healthcare, from the government side, and others. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, and then I think you know, we saw, like, I know I saw those with my, you know,
I don't know
my
why I
last
said
company
speakers,
was
by the way. Yes.
Speakers.
Fun
guess. I know we saw with this, the last company we've seen in the U.S., we've seen in Germany, we've seen in the U.K. Now we're a couple years into, well, I'll call it kind of remote therapeutic monitoring codes for introducing digital support and devices that are in a more remote way. So we're a couple of years into that. So I think that's one of the big trends that, again, you know, I was trying to get on top of, I'll stay on top of in terms of a space that's saying, okay, you know, what tools, and that's going to lead to adoption of devices, you know, tracking measures. So I think it's like, there's just such a broad space, I guess, Eugene, you know, like they like, you know, with so many trends that we need to tuck into. That's what the world needs, a little shot of digital health, you know?
Absolutely. And I think ultimately it's actually, to me, it's less about the trends that people need to hear, though that's what you and I need to kind of bring the key leaders in. I think ultimately there's just so many problems to solve in our healthcare system. And I don't mean just US, right? Just, you know, globally, just so many people. And, you know, Marina and I, you know, every time, you know, we hear a great story from one of our, you know, end users and customers, people just need help. Really, just people just need help. Like we say this like 12 times a day minimum, right? Like,
they just need help. Yeah, no, I think it's like I'm helping my father, for example. My father's 85 years of age and had a operation, had a little bit of challenges, and I was going and working with them, and I'm struck by that, you know, so aging, right? Like aging and you know, here's a person that has resources and has support. He's getting phenomenal care on one level and absolutely horrific care on another level in the same system, right? Like, so we have this dichotomy of support that's not joined up, right? That's not joined up. So I, you know, the other thing I wanted to, there's two other subjects I wanted to kick around with you, which was, or this is, I know this is just
time.
A kickoff
I got
here.
Time. I got time. My next call is in 40 minutes or so. So
yeah, like I'm in semi-retirement here. I'm kidding. Don't let my wife hear that. I, you know, when I went on, you know, of course I went on to ChatGPT and I said, okay, give me the top healthcare deals, you know, that are happening, the mega deals. And all the mega deals, you know, that like Rock Health put out there, you know, that kind of in their data, were a lot of system, you know, behind the scenes systemology, right? You know, so it's like workflow tools and, you know, data and mining. So a little hospital systems behind the scenes, that's where the big money, $100 million deals in a, you know, an area. Yeah. Of digital healthcare. So that's interesting, right? You know, that's interesting. So that's kind of the work behind the scenes in the healthcare system to modify it, but it's not It's not the consumer side.
But I guess it kind of has to, right? Because if the bottleneck is, let's call it quote unquote on the back end, right? It's on the processing, it's on the approval, it's on the eligibility, it's on the, right? If that's the bottleneck and, you know, that's where the money needs to go. Now, on the other side, while people waiting, right? You know, how do you provide people with the best possible care at the right time, right? And I say best possible just because of the inefficiencies of the system, right?
Yeah, and I think you have, so you have this, like, you know, like so while digital health investments were down, you said these mega deals kind of behind the scenes, we'll say kind of behind the scenes, you know, big system style deals. And then, you know, like this, that leads to like a shifting of the landscape. Like, you know, again, we joke about the digital health sector when it was like you, me, Martin Kelly, like a few people, like, you know, Matt Holt or something, or, you know, Health 2.0, like whatever the OGs are that we're still hanging on to are, but the sector, it's just a complete shifting of the guard, the leadership, who's driving it, what, you know, who's funding this, you know, what's interesting to people. And I frankly, you know, struggle to kind of get my head around it.
Well, Anish, I think, commented on my LinkedIn post announcing our, you know, revival here, saying rebirth, that, you know, digital health itself has been going through a pandemic. So hopefully this is, you know, we are the vaccine, but we're the vaccine that's delivering the work of and so many people, right, that are just passionate about the space. And, you know, again, to a certain extent, it's just all, I think we even talked about this in one of the episodes, like, you know, one of the JPMs we went, it was all like, you know, suits, nothing wrong with it. Just, I don't wear them, but it's was like, holy shit, digital health is now really embedded into the system, and it's everything is digital. And, you know, and at the end of the day, it's about delivery of services that we as consumers or health consumers expect, right?
So. Right. And I think, you know, I think you're going to have, like, so you have this maturation in the industry. If we think about the products, the devices, the companies are more sophisticated. You know, we're, you know, the tracking devices, the, you know, monitoring systems, you know, the data feeds, it's all happening. It's not there yet, right? Like, that's my read. Like, it's still like that conjoining of that healthcare, that delivery. So it's like the system's getting ready. So I don't know, that those are the, I mean, it's going to be so interesting. We go back to our guest list, because how many episodes did we do before?
Oh gosh, you stumbled me. I can look it up real quick.
100 and I think, something.
130 something. Like, it's right. Insane. 132, which I, you know, never thought we'd get past three, just because we've been bored. Not because it's not. I'm looking it up. Bringing up the good old megaphone. Let's see. Oh, they changed it completely here. I don't know how to look at it, but I think it was 132. So many more to go. 134, but I think you sneaked in one of those. You sneaked in like a cut of one of them. You were trying to be all fancy, but before we move to the topic, I figured out the sharing part, so maybe we'll break up the serious topic with the music again real quick.
Yes, sure. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And then let's get a dance here. You bring us back.
All right.
Hold on. So almost there.
Nice to see.
And I hope it's here now, because otherwise I'm gonna have to do a different dance. Let's put it that way. Okay. You can see it now, right? All right. Three,
see it now.
Two, one. Oh, it kind of is included. What have you left in all day? In a meticulously unpunished
boy during the pandemic, where to ease your mind?
A 15-second hip-hop jingle rapping words born during the pandemic, therapeutic by design. When comedy still included in a meticulously unpredictable way. All right. I had my fun.
Like, I love it. I think it's a. I'm sold. How do we book the artist?
That's the beauty of it, Dom. But I need to check on the licensing rights of this. Which is the question mark, right? I wanted to Suno AI what they put in their in their NVCA docs.
But so really interesting to go back, like even the song, you know, like talking about Born in the Pandemic, you know, like, and so interesting to go back to see where people are of the 130 guests, you know, where are people now, right? Mm. Like, what roles are they in? What's happening? Mm. How have they shifted? Because, you know, I'd say, I would say 30, 40% of the people aren't in the role that we interview them about. Has
Easy.
to be
Easy,
easy,
yeah.
right? Yeah, so
Yeah.
that's interesting. And you know, as a sector, so I'm fascinated to go back to the to go back. And are we allowed to bring on, like, who are you thinking guest wise we want to bring on? What's your I know we want to bring on some big names, but startups too.
You know what? I want Mark Cuban on. Let's get him on. Come on,
Right,
people,
100%.
whoever's listening. I've
I was just listening to him
on the same
because after you
podcast as
mentioned that.
Mark. Yeah. He was on the Lex
Oh,
Fridman one.
yeah, the Lex Fridman one. I just listened to that.
Yeah.
That's why, like, talk about something that's kind of blowing the doors off, you know, like a transparency issues around costs of medications, and so
Yeah.
interesting, you know,
Yeah. For
so
sure.
interesting.
Who else? Not that he's from healthcare directly, but I guess we're all involved in the healthcare system. So I would actually love his thoughts. Is Gary Vee. And there's a funny kind of story that, his family is from, I would say it's not a small, it's a city, in Bobrusk. And so the two, Marina's family and his family are from, they actually knew each other back then. So I'm gonna ping him also. I mean, somehow we're connected on LinkedIn. I don't know if he actually checks it or he's got a whole team that checks it, but we'd love to have his thoughts on this as well. I don't know, Jim, who else? I'm just throwing out names. I mean, there's so many amazing individuals, right, that we can
I
chat
think
with.
we had a good flow. We had a good flow before, you know, kind of some industry people. So I think we want to bring some of them back, you know. So I'm thinking
Yeah.
you know, some of the companies that I've always worked with, you know, AbbVie and Sanofi and Novo Nordisk and
Yeah.
Novartis, all those kind of big pharma names. You know, I'd love to bring in, different some of the different industry sectors, and definitely investors to kind of give us a landscape of what's happening. But I'd love to, you know, me, I love the startups.
Back to the 20% roughly spent by employers, like, would love to bring some people in that are kind of, are in the front line to try to solve the challenge, as well as some of the consultancy brokerages that see across, right? That would be super interesting. Who
So I think
else?
the big theme here is that digital health is not dead, and the shot of digital health
Sorry,
is not dead.
Matthew Holt, I can't even pronounce his name because he doesn't like digital health.
Right.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I mean, we can keep going on.
I love how the people who make an industry off of digital health
Yeah, I mean, look,
health tech, I
it's
guess,
yeah,
right?
health tech. I don't. It doesn't matter what the name is. I guess, this 30-minute spot, I think, seems to be a perfect one for us. Maybe just lastly, a couple of things, because while, Marina and I kind of head down, executing, scaling, all of that, we do need to kind of pop up and show our face. So maybe talk a little bit. We honestly haven't done many events ourselves, but we will be heading to HLTH in Amsterdam. Lots of
I'm
US
there.
folks are coming, you're there, many others. But the next one I'm heading, we had Anman Johnson on here, so I'm heading to the Nexus ATA conference in Phoenix. We spent some time at Transform in Vegas, that's in the past. I think realize not to sound I don't know, if I'm not moderating or speaking, I don't know. Like, I love meeting other people, but I also, I don't know, I just love speaking. But anyway, and I think there's
Well,
some, like, yeah, go ahead.
talk about so two big ones. So health, HLTH, right? You know, the first European conference. Are you speaking at it?
Yeah, I'm moderating some panel. I don't remember some. I think about health at home. Health at home.
Okay, cool. That looks like a great one. And then the ATA, which is the American
Telemedicine Association. Yep.
Telemedicine Association, and you spoke with that last year. You're speaking this year.
Yeah, I think they're really putting me to work. I want to say I need to check with Deanna, who is Anne's right hand. But I think it's two panels I'm moderating. It's funny, Marina and I had a whole
Where is it?
discussion about moderating. It's in Phoenix. I think May 5th or 7th. I could be wrong, but again, people can look it up and we'll tag it. Marina and I had a discussion on she prefers to be the panelist, right? Versus the moderator. And also, I prefer to be the moderator. I kind of joke around, the panelists have the harder job. I just ask the question. And then people have to actually say something of quality
substance flash, substance flash.
but you know, her comment, and you know, and I appreciate it. Like, you know, but you get into the topic, you understand it, and you extract the right things, and it's actually a harder job to kind of, you know, I don't know, I enjoy it. But again, you know, everybody enjoys what they enjoy, right?
No, I think the moderator can be tough, because the moderation also is, you got to remember people's names.
So that one is actually easy. I think, you know, Martin always jokes around that I'm the lazy host. You know, I have everybody else introduce themselves, kind of thing. Right. But to me, it's actually less about the name. It's always tough when, you know, I don't know, if a person doesn't show up and it's already less and you got 50 minutes and the one out of the two people that are left that are the guests, they're just not talkers, or they're not allowed to say something because they're part of something and, you know, can't go, and it's just pulling teeth. And that's when you really need to get creative, right? So, but that's what makes it fun.
So, no, you're that's a natural state of your existence. I think you can moderate yourself to success.
Listen, I'm just looking at anything else that we missed in for the day today. If not, I'm just going to do the following, because in lieu of actually editing things.
Yep.
Born during the pandemic, where did ease your mind?
Wow. Over and out?
Over and out, baby. That's it. Back at it.
Pleasure,
I'll see you next
friend.
Wednesday.
Back at it.
All right.